step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
My twin sister Anna got married to her fiancé Josh a few days ago. Anna and I have been inseparable always. She's my best friend. I was over the moon when Anna told me that she was engaged. When she asked me to be her maid of honor, I was almost as happy as she must have been when Josh asked her to marry her.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On the day of the wedding, I had a doctor's appointment and went straight to the church from there. When I arrived, I met up with the other bridesmaids. I was surprised to see that they weren't wearing the pink dresses Anna had picked out. Instead, they were all wearing long black dresses. I was still wearing jeans and a blouse, and Lillian, one of Anna's friends, asked rudely, "You're gonna change, right?" I told her, of course I was. I brought my dress with me. When I got back in my dress, they all looked at me in shock. Lillian snapped at me, "What the f*** do you think you're doing?" I was so confused. Though I was supposed to be maid of honor, the bridesmaids would not let me talk to Anna at all. Instead of being with my sister on her wedding day, I had to sit in the back of the church. Even our mother agreed that I was not to go to the front wearing the dress. I honestly don't remember much of the ceremony. I was ashamed about apparently wearing the wrong dress, so I just sat in the back and kept my head down. All I remember is everyone crying a lot. When we arrived at my parents' house for the reception, I went to the fridge to get some beer I had bought. Now, I know that beer is not exactly festive, but it was the brand Anna and I had drunk together when I turned 18. My parents caught us back then and were really angry, but I thought everyone would find it funny now. I was sure Anna would. However, when my mom saw me with the beers, she grabbed them from me and angrily told me that I was disrespecting Anna. I said that I was sure that Anna would find it funny. My mom replied that I was out of line. I know that a wedding is a serious thing, but everyone was so solemn. You're supposed to have fun too, right? Everyone at the reception was acting strange around me, like I had done something really wrong. Every time I tried to talk to someone, they just left me standing there. Some people even seemed to look at me pitifully for some reason, but they would still not talk to me. The worst thing was that Anna kept avoiding me too. She looked really glum, which was strange because she had been looking forward to her wedding so much. She seemed to be making the rounds, but I never saw her talking to anyone. I finally decided to confront her. I told her that I was sorry about the dress, but that she hadn't told me about the change and I didn't know what I had done wrong. She didn't answer, but looked at me with a look of disdain that she has never given me before. I then asked her why she wasn't with Josh and whether anything had happened between them that was upsetting her. She told me, "I'm not here for Josh. I'm here for you." I have no idea what that was supposed to mean. There was one thing that happened a few days before the wedding that I should mention. Anna didn't want a bachelorette party, but her, me, and a couple of friends went to get drinks to celebrate a little. That evening, I really messed up. I was to be designated driver. At first, I only drank virgin coladas. The others were getting more and more drunk though, and they seemed to have a lot more fun than I did. I thought that one or two cocktails wouldn't hurt. The others were too drunk to realize what I ordered. At the end of the night, I was more tipsy than I realized and ended up crashing Anna's car. Fortunately, nothing major happened. Anna only got a few scratches and I bumped my head pretty badly, but other than that, we did not have any injuries. Anna was really mad at first, but I thought she would have gotten over it by the wedding. My parents were really mad at me too after the incident. They cried a lot after the police told them what had happened. I think they were really disappointed in me. Josh came over that night too. Even he cried. I think he was really upset that my sister got hurt, even though her injuries weren't bad. I still feel really guilty about drinking and driving, and maybe the accident is the reason why everyone is acting so weird around me. Maybe Anna is still mad about it, but I feel she could have told me that instead of not telling me about the change of dresses and then being angry that I didn't know about it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The worst thing happened after I went to bed after the reception. I had just fallen asleep when Anna came to my room. She was still wearing her wedding dress. The white fabric almost seemed to glow in the darkness of the room. There were dark stains on her dress. By the looks of it, she had spilled red wine down the front. I think she must have been drunk because she started talking about how I had ruined everything, how it was all my fault. Now she would make me regret it for the rest of my life. Her face was distorted with rage. It almost looked unhuman. I was in shock. Her voice sounded weirdly raspy. Anna is a stress smoker, so I guess she had gotten drunk on wine and smoked a few cigarettes. I started crying and asking her what she meant. She let out an unearthly shriek and jumped at me. She raised her hand as though to hit me, and I instinctively closed my eyes. But she must have missed me because all I could feel was a gush of cold air on my face. When I opened my eyes again, she had left. I woke up several times during the night and heard her wailing every time. Not just crying, wailing. The next night, she suddenly stood next to my bed. She was just standing there, wailing and showing no reaction when I tried to talk to her. I must somehow have fallen back to sleep with her standing there. I don't remember her leaving, just that she was suddenly gone. Since then, she has come to my room every night. Every time she wears her stained wedding dress. I don't know why she's tormenting me. I've been meaning to talk to her about it during the day, but she's always left the house before I get up. She just comes to my room at night, berating me, crying, and telling me that she will never let me have peace again. I told my parents about her behavior, but they refused to have a talk with her. They even said that I was imagining it. They said that I had to understand that Anna was not here anymore. I told them that I knew she lived in an apartment with Josh now, but that she obviously came to our house every night. I'm really frustrated that they don't believe me. I don't want to go to bed tonight. To be honest, I'm terrified of Anna. Ivory Hollows was a brand new building that I moved into after I graduated from college. It was a huge monotone box that housed over 100 apartments. I liked it. I can't explain why, but the sight of the giant cube made me feel safe, secure. I enjoyed that every floor looked exactly the same. All the walls were gray, all the floors were black. Maybe it was my mathematics background, but it seemed like I fit in. As a bonus, I barely ever saw or heard my neighbors. It was like I was alone in a giant building. I loved the quiet. College life was always noisy, and people were always asking me for things, but in Ivory Hollows, I was like an integer, a number among many silent numbers. It was comforting. There was one glaring exception to the pattern. Every time I took the elevator, whether up or down, there was a man inside. He was a white man with dark hair that sat beneath a bowler cap. He was always wearing a silver suit fitted to his slender frame. I honestly would not have thought much of him except he was backward. In every trip, he faced the back of the elevator as opposed to the front. I'd step in and stand awkwardly in the corner, face sort of sideways so I didn't have my back to him. Needless to say, it was unsettling. I am a person of rituals and norms. I don't break rules. I don't make a fuss, and I certainly don't stand backward in elevators. I talked it over with my cat. Should I say hello? Maybe he's blind and doesn't realize how to stand correctly. I could help him or something. She purred and rubbed against my hand. I scratched her absentmindedly. Yeah, I'll say something tomorrow. Well, it took me 3 more days to talk myself up to it. My apartment was on the 10th floor, the highest floor of the building. I was ready for work and pressed the down button. The elevator reached me and just like always, there was the man, his back to me. I stepped inside and pressed the button for the lobby.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I took a few deep breaths. This might be awkward, but I needed to say something. I coughed and cleared my throat. Hello? The man did not respond. Excuse me, sir. He didn't move, but he did make a slight grunting sound.
Me?
Yes. Hello. My name is Tom. The man swayed a little.
Tom, you say?
I couldn't see his face, but he sounded old. Maybe he had dementia. What's your name, sir? He then started laughing. It was quiet at first, but it got loud quick. Without moving, he was full belly laughing. I inched away from him, glancing up at what floor we were on. I realized that we were still on floor 10. We hadn't moved. I pressed the lobby button again. Nothing happened. I pushed the door open button. Nothing. In desperation, I pressed a call for help, but it was no use. The man was still laughing. I pounded on the elevator doors. Hello? Help! We're stuck in here! The laughter suddenly stopped.
Trust me. You do not want to open those doors.
I was already trying to open them myself, using whatever strength I had to pry them apart, even a little bit. I felt the man move closer to me. He backed up so his shoulders were nearly touching mine.
This is your last warning. Just wait for it to go down.
Get away from me! My hand slipped and I accidentally elbowed the man in the side. I swung around apologetically. He did not move. I went around to face him and apologize, but I stopped. Something small stuck out to me. There was cat hair on his suit.
Do you know what stood here before Ivory Hollows?
He turned his palms up.
A house. A single house that belonged to an ordinary family. They owned the land, but they couldn't pay the bank, so it was sold. They kicked the family and put this ugly box on their beautiful home. Why would they destroy something so perfect?
I bit my tongue. Was it your house?
No. The family didn't have any money, so they ended up on the streets. The mom killed herself before this place was finished being built. The dad brought his young son here, and they hid in the construction site. Once it was clear that nothing was going to change, the dad took the boy to this very elevator. He slit the boy's throat right here on the floor. Not sure what happened to the dad. Maybe he's still here somewhere.
Why are you telling me this? That's when the man turned his face to me. I stumbled backward, horrified.
It was my face. This man looked exactly like me. Because they stopped all construction on this building the day after the boy was killed.
Are you saying...
This is an empty building, Tom. So why are you here?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The doors opened suddenly, open with a velocity I had never seen before. I ran out, dashing across the floor to my apartment. The halls were uncarpeted. The walls were unpainted. I opened the door to my home and found it completely empty. The only thing inside was a stray cat who hissed when I entered. I scoured the place looking for any evidence I had lived there. I found two things, a bloody knife and a bowler cap.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.